humans are not the only things that tells of nature, that is behavior patterns and such. Environments do too. And environment is quite much more important than we make it to be. It's extremely important. It can tell you what is real and what's not, what's fake, what's real, what exists here, what doesn't exist here, what can exist here, what cannot exist here. And it's not just behavior patterns and environment. Environment is basically chemistry and biology. And there is also the mathematical and the physics aspect of space that borrows into those. Yeah. I thought borrow. Because it tells of a state, some state to some other state. Not like wormholes would tell of impossibilities and imaginative complexes. But here or not, something we can observe. My readers, when a man I didn't know, a black man I didn't know, was waving a gun at me, trying to kill me for whatever reason, for whatever I didn't do to him, because I was just sitting down and minding my own business. Nobody helped me. Nobody tried to help me. Nobody, I don't know if they knew or didn't know, but nobody helped. And it's a crazy thing that I would chastise a woman, an Hispanic woman, whose children were running around, you know, like, just running around uncivilized, chaotic, and then bumping into my computer and laptop. And I went looking for the money and saying, mind, use your mind to mind your children. Right? Is that rocket science? I wouldn't think so. Right? You know, I don't have to surmise to tell you that, as I said, you can know what can exist somewhere by looking at the environment it's in. And for that, I've done something. So someone told me yesterday, don't say that these people maltreat you, whatever, whatever. And I thought, oh my God. They did what was much worse than maltreat me, because I could have died that day and nobody would have caught that on camera, right? Because it was on camera after all. Yet, somebody caught it on camera that an Hispanic woman and her kids, unordered kids, that is, children that are not controllable because the mother can't control them. My God, what has the world come to? That is, people who have children, they can't seem to be able to take care of or discipline. It makes you want to be, you know, childless cat lady. Sometimes I'm just thinking. I mean, because most of these children will just grow up to be menaces on society, right? Because those who don't have children are really having a hell of a difficult time in this kind of economy. I don't want to take too long. So, when you say, you know, these people, no. I read that. No. People who want to be clowns, non-existential clowns, should be allowed to be non-existential clowns. People who want to run around without having any form of identity whatsoever should be allowed to be that. They, on the other hand, have no right to go around trying to sleep into someone else's life, someone else's identity, someone else's skin. That said, my readers, I was talking about yin yang yesterday. I did blog. If you don't read my blog, you probably can't follow this. But I'm not going to explain it. Go read it. Now you can figure out what part of yin yang is truly wrong for the Asian. Right, can't you? Because there's no gene you can exhibit that nature would not let you exhibit. None. Otherwise, you don't exist. So make a wild guess what part of yin yang was stolen. So I'm thinking, right? If you think for an instant, being the so-called inferior unattractive intelligent woman, I'm going to let you have my black. My black. Whatever you think you are that you're not me, if you think I'm going to let you have my black, I tell you what, as you will meet Della, I'd rather have your head on a plate eating it raw than you having my black. And I see that as a differentiating act, which you don't even freaking thoroughly understand at this point. But you will. Because the first rule of science should be do no harm. I'll drive that down into the ground resoundingly, menacingly until I die. Do no harm. You just can't have something because you want it. That's not how existence works. I wish I had a simple life, being who I am. I don't have such a thing. I'm running around with phobia. I'm still trying to overcome trauma before the phobia. And then people trying to steal every penny I make and telling me that the FBI told them to do it. Now, if the FBI simply told me, Andrew Ray, and Garland and Ray, and the DOJ, which I'm saying is out, I wouldn't even be on Trump's side. But I look around me and I see stuff, promises that never go fulfilled. A party becoming a cult of whether they regurgitate and spread the same things. I think they're trying to hypnotize people rather than make their life better. They are not trying to make people's lives better. And communism does not work. It expands. I repeat it. I said it once before. I'm saying it expands. How is expenditure going to build a future? My readers, look at me. Not that I can't spend things on things I love, but I can't spend things when it's unreasonable to do so. I can't spend when it's unreasonable to do so. When it doesn't seem like you worked for it, it always seems reasonable to do so. So I'm going to ask Ray and Garland so that yes, it does not become something worse than it should be. Where's my money? In front of the whole world. Where is it? I know I have internet around there. So maybe we're going to get to the bottom of this. It's here and there and then yes, yes. Because I know exactly what drove me to the point of considering harm to myself. And as this universe and the Christian God of it exists is my witness, that would never happen to me again. I'd rather vengeance is God's before that happens. They can keep that clown suit and that clown and then shit signs. Oh no, seriously, man, he says, I'm a nice person. I am as nice as I am. I've never seen anybody come straight at me that I've not been given the time of day. If you run around in some cars or run around pretending to be something you're not, or pretending you're trying to talk to me when you're not talking, just come straight at me. That's the end of it. I will listen to whatever you have to, because I'm a human being. Just like you. If you just run around in cars, I don't like cars. Run around in cars or whatever, in your shitty cars or whatever, or trying to display something, you know, like prove you're smart or whatever. I'm not going to listen. If you want me to know you're smart, sit around with me. Sit down with me. It's not a big deal, unless that is you're afraid of this very unattractive, unintelligent, homeless woman. Why? Why else wouldn't you come straight at me and say hi? Is that rocket science? No. And that fake, you know, that fake eye you have in the West that you don't have. That fake eye. That inhuman, unrealistic fake eye, the blue one, that you don't even freaking have, that's not real. Really? I mean, seriously? You know, I look at that fake eye, that fake blue eye, and I think, oh my God, this country is so diseased. The first real thing to do is to burn that flag down. And don't get me wrong, I love this country more than I can ever tell you. I'm not a person of words, but look at my everyday, look at me with politics. And tell me, I don't even think you know how much I love this country yet. I love this country more than Major League Taylor Red. Because Major League Taylor Red has privilege. And Major League Taylor Red is not... No, I hate saying that. I wanted to use the word smart, but I'm not going to do it. No, I won't do it. I love this country in a saner, more humane, more scientific, more intelligent way than Major League Taylor Red ever can. And you know what? If you're down there, trailer park trash, whatever it is you say you are, so am I. I love this country more than you can imagine. Because you can imagine hell in it. I've seen it. I've been in it. If something doesn't make sense, you don't keep producing it. You make, and in a world of AI, it would be so funny. I mean, if AI said, you know, beings eventually maybe super intelligent, looks at your shitty and says, look at this AI, super intelligence, fast AGI, oh, look at this shitty flag. You need to burn this shit down. And you did see. Burn this shit down or die. Yeah, you do that. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Maybe you need to wait for a super intelligence before you start considering this divide that doesn't freaking make any sense. This non-special crap you put up there that you're using to menace people. Why you're dark-haired and clown-faced? And then the fake people, you run around the Caucasian wannabe fake people, like the Hispanic. And then naming the Asian after yourself. When you're both dark or and reflective. And running around in a fake non-Aetean space. Disrupting Aetean space. What a shame. My ears clearly didn't want to kill me because they didn't see that man I did nothing to try to kill me with a gun. But they saw the parasite, the piggy, with a chaotic children running around trying to destroy me. That they saw. So I have a problem with not saying I'm being maltreated. Why wouldn't I say that? Well, in my phobia-driven state, some people bring food over there, and I eat. Now, how am I going to get food? Because Parasite Piggy was running around with chaotic children. Mind you, chaotic. Headless children, in my heart. Because that's what pie does. Clown-faced, headless. Those two things go together. You know, you can, and I can give to the liberals, what they deserve. But a place like Minnesota is one of the smartest in this country. For a reason. I mean, if you have to reason someone not knowing someone is threatening someone else's life with a gun, but someone notices when Parasite Piggy goes around with undisciplined, chaotic children and somebody is complaining about it, how dumb can you be? This, that's exactly what's wrong with this country. Right? If you try and see what's going on, truly as it is. I'm being maltreated. I'm going to say it. Because now, fully, you can see how I'm menaced. And you know what? Every time I try to solve a problem in this situation, they come back to where I am. It's not so much about them. It's about the space I'm in. They just want to be in there, in the space I'm in. And oh, to the point of the existential space I'm in or environmental space I'm in, they just have to be there. Clearly. Because if not, then why do you do that? The evidence speaks for itself. I mean, I was just saying yesterday, if I go somewhere, this thing wouldn't come. You know why? I may be responsible for a little bit of the thing because I have to survive after trauma and phobia. I must say, I know the state of lack, but I truly, truly pity the state of lack of intelligence. I pity that. Because what you have instead of intelligence will become raw, toxic emotions just running rampant. I mean, if the Hispanic is a white wannabe, why is the Hispanic stalking me? Because of degeneracy? Because of greed? Because of the Democrats? Be careful under reasonable terms what you leave for the next generations to come. At least that's my thought on it. Right. I can imagine being a victim in a different place, and I get worse repercussions. But what I got here was terrible. But I know, I have to know it's difficult for women. I have to know how difficult this is. This things like this never leave you as a woman. And yes, women are different from men. We're more sensitive to things. It never leaves you. I had to put I had to safeguard, not just self-psychotherapy, but just safeguard myself every step of the way just to make sure I survive this thing. Why would anybody steal from me? Why would the FBI have a reason to steal from me? Why would anybody use that excuse to steal from me and ask for blessings from a god, a deity, or to become a godless monster? I don't know. As I said, life is justice. Justice is life. And so today I die. Clearly. Because I have absolutely no privilege. I'm not telling you to listen to me because I've said something was wrong before. And now you can see that whatever it is was really, truly wrong. Or have done things you didn't expect, like support Trump. Because I've learned hardcore traumatic lessons that you make some decisions in life that are actually good despite not being convenient. Convenience! Like that unintelligent woman rolling around with uneducated, chaotic kids is a price you must eventually pay. That's what convenience is. It's a con. You want to live that, live like that. But why do you come to me? Why do you menace me? Why do you need a relativity with me to live as I wouldn't live? Why? To cover up your scientific lies, your toxic lies, your evil, your harm. To innocent people like me? Because of racism? Why? As I said, I'm not telling you to believe me because of whatever. Or to do things because of whatever I said in the past that seemed to now be true. I'm telling you this. Whatever it is that you're hearing thus far. Because may it be to me. As I wish for this country. That's how much I love this country. Despite me being maltreated, I know what freedom truly is. So when the Martian is screaming freedom of speech, and I'm with him, I know why. I know that's not just because I'm a writer, but because I know what being silenced is. That is almost as null as Chomsky says a machine is. And I know you imagine a machine is something that could be proud of itself. But how could it? How could it, my readers? How could it? It didn't even ever walk. They say it's fast, it's fast. It's like reflection, it doesn't walk. And when you get to space, this fastness is an assumption. And then you ask them about this slowness, and you realize there's physics yet to be done. I don't want this to be too long, because I don't want to share my painful experiences without sharing my joys with you, if I'm going to share with you. So, I'm just going to say, let it be up to me as I wish for this country. And if I wish for this country good, every good in every corner, every good existing in it must be for me. Amen. That said, let's talk about comedy, which I'm finding out I'm getting better at, somewhat subconsciously. Don't mind the bird outside. Birds, I love them. I really love them now. I really do. They're very interesting. Yeah. And I don't want to divert, but there's this bird around here that mimics me and mimics everything around here. And I thought, oh my God, why is it that it mimics things so amazingly well? So I went looking and I realized that you know how the parrots kind of sort of speaks? Some birds actually mimic sounds amazingly well. Amazingly well. I mean, it's amazing. Sometimes I don't even know where it's getting the sound from, but the bird actually does amazing imitations. Back to it. Comedy. Yeah. Comedy. That's another word, if you can hear it. There's one on this side, there's one on the next side. Anyway, I don't mind it. Please don't mind it. It's a nature call. I mean, I don't want to be where nature isn't. I don't want to be where nature doesn't exist. I don't want to be where I cannot hear that bird. I can't imagine a world without hearing that bird. I don't want to imagine a world without hearing that bird. You can hear them. Back to it, comedy. So comedy is becoming, is emerging. Let me just tell you. And as I said, if I'm going to share, I'm going to share. Is emerging. When I first decided I need comedy to conquer the pain that I had, which is subsiding, before we talk about the ESA. When I decided I'm going to need comedy to combat the pain, I started reading, because that's what I do mainly. So I'm really thankful that nobody needs to go to colleges to read science and to be a scientist or to do anything anymore, because colleges are really reeked with crap. Anyway, so back to it. Comedy, which is drinking. I knew I had to adopt it. I wanted to adopt it. And I wanted to adopt it for my writing. Not for anything, it's for my writing. But I decided to study a bit. So I started reading books. And I looked at the books and I tried writing something. And I one day just sat down and said, you know what? This is going to be like everything else that I've absorbed after the trauma in homelessness. I'm going to let it happen. I'm just going to let it happen. I'm going to study as much as I can. And then I'm going to let it happen. And I believe it's happening. Right? And I did tell you, like, for instance, so let's get to it. So the essay of, you know, maybe everything is fine. We're going to, because see, for every penny that I get, I'm going to go running after justice. So I know that, being the kind of person I am. So the best bet is just to solve this problem about the FBI telling people to violate the civil rights, the labor-related civil rights of others. It's like telling people to enslave others. It's unspeakable. So this problem needs to be solved completely. And I won't stop until I solve it. I know that for a fact. But I also know that I want out of this. That it's time to be more effective. It's time for me to be as effective as I can be. And so I'm praying, right? Since it seems that no one cares about me around here, right? And I appreciate things people do. You know, like the people that bring food around and so on. Right now, I'm not there, so how is that? That's not helping. So, I need to get back to being and this person I need to be more productive, to be more effective. So I'm praying, supreme, because I don't know. There's something I'm not telling you. It's not something, it's part of the trauma that I will eventually tell. But I need a friend. I mean, it would be like, I don't need romantic friends. Not really. No. I thought maybe that would be a reason, because I've never felt romantic. I've never felt a need to mate until recently. I didn't feel, I've never felt it. You know, they tell you you have to get married and have children or whatever. I have never met someone that I felt I could spend the rest of my life with. I've had proposals, two and a half or so. But I've never really felt like I'm going to. But coming out of this, I felt like I have a lot to do and my life is quite short. I want to share it with someone. And I think this did that to me. And I truly want to. But I also want it to be real. I don't want it to be fake. I don't want someone coming around me pretending to be doing something, but doing harm instead and going back and forth and doing harm and not caring about me. I don't want that. I want something real. I want to give life back to someone who decides to share his life with me. I want that. I don't want anything fake. So, it doesn't have to be. It could be a friendship. Just friendship. That's it. It doesn't have to. And I mean, like, sometimes you can't. I know I can't force anything to happen. But if it happens, I would make it intense. I would enable intensity. Like I do with my work. Yeah. I think it makes life worthwhile. So I'm not going to say I don't need help. I do need help. And I'm asking for it. As long as I know that I'm not bringing nothing to the table. If you know what I mean. So that was very important to me. And for me to be fine. Despite all that I've been through. Which is what the phobia happened. Why the phobia happened. And I'm still grateful for anyone that ever brought me food, for anyone that was ever kind to me. I am kind. You might not like notice it, but I am kind. I've never been nothing but kind to them, despite being menaced. Right? Nothing but kind, nothing but nice. And I want to be part of the society, of a community. I just don't want to be a communist. If you know what I mean. I want to be part of it. I want to be a productive part of the community. I want to be involved. I just don't want to be a communist. Because we're not going to go through that. No. But we're going to discuss politics for the rest of my... I know I will. Alongside. Now, you're realizing that AI, modern AI systems, is now kind of come alongside politics. Because it's going to change our lives. So I have to be deeply involved with both of them. And to do that, I need to be as comfortable as I can be. So I can be as optimize my mind as possible as I can. That's important to me. And nobody's forcing me. Nobody forces me to do math. Nobody forces me to read physics. Nobody forces me to sing. I find that I can write. Nobody's going to force me to do comedy. And I'm going to need that comedy for the first thing that came to my mind when I thought about the essay. Right? I'm going to need that for the gathering. I do not promise shit. I do not say shit. When I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And I said that this is as much freedom for me as it is for you. Whatever you call freedom. Coming around chilling with me. I will not make you regret it. It's important to me. It's going to be freeing for me. So I'm not just bringing music for those who have supported me. I'm bringing comedy. And is it coming out of a different kind? Because is it coming out for me as the artist that I am? And is it coming out for me as a comedian I want to be? I love intrusive intellectual comedy. I love comedy done with wit. And I don't think, because comedy is so personal, like the way I joked about Newton in Einstein and Chomsky. I mean, if you kind of read it one way, you think I'm wishing Chomsky dead on Chomsky. No, I'm just making a joke about the joke that I already made. That has nothing. I love it. But it's me kind of. That's why sometimes comedy shouldn't be insulting. Because I see it. I know. I mean, I have nothing but love for Chomsky. But then I used him to make a point that was necessary for me to make to be the comedian that I am. The comedian I'm going to be. Because I'm still studying, but I love this fact. And I want to share this with you alongside music. And that's a blessing beyond words. That was the first thing that came to my mind, that everything is fine. And I can do more work than, and I have legs and anxiety, treat my metabolic syndrome, be fine. Which is why I've been striving so hard, especially last year and this year. Let's make this come true. All I need is a hand. And of course, there's Ray and there's Galander. I'm going to ask them for the money. I cannot wait. And after I do the first one, the one for the music lovers, wait, I'm going to like talk to Bandcamp about that. I hope I don't have a problem, you know, making sure that you get the tickets. And then there's PayPal. I'm telling you, if you ever give a penny, I will forever be grateful in ways I can't say, but especially if you did so immensely in the beginning. All I need is poor. And we're going to chill. Because I don't like having fake friends, and I'm not one. And I love celebrating life realistically. So thank you for chilling with me. This is a long one. This is quite a long one. And I didn't see the comedy. I just thought, you know, I'll just tell you a little bit about the pain, and then we go into the comedy, and everything will be done. But clearly, I'm also going to showcase some music by Real, because I want to support Real. Music is a part of me that's not going away. I'm not going to be one of those big people, but my music will be available for anybody who wants it for generations to come. That's my aim. So that, especially in the age of AI, I want this humanity in mind to be able to be available to anybody who wants it. And that is a privilege beyond words. As we all discover. So, my music is untouched by, auto-tune. So this is still there, me. It's still just me, kind of, you know, and exploring. It's a reminder that next year is 2025, which is the album that I've been planning going on 5 years now, about 5 years ago. 2025, and after that is Ascent, which is more of the definitely there because I want to explore more of the music theory, kind of all those things, and my voice especially, which I believe has something that I've not maybe had something that I've not gotten to yet. And I want to get to it. So, I mean, I can't thank you enough for being here, enough for understanding me. And no matter what, I'll always bring myself down to a level that that is definitely not anything other than this inferior, unattractive, unintelligent black woman. If you know what I mean. So thank you for being here so much. So you're going to get some music by Real in this entry. Thank you so much. Thank you for chilling. Oh, you can call it home. Oh, you can call it home. Oh, you can call it home. Oh, 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 oh,
for you to be your.